Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Jen was so excited yesterday. She had a surprise birthday party that was thrown for her when we got back for Burt's Big Adventure on Monday night.
Yeah. It was so cool. I really have never been surprised before, and I was totally surprised. Wendy's little face was the first person I saw when I walked in, and I was like so confused. I'm like, why is Wendy here? Like, I just thought that I was going to dinner with my new boyfriend and was like, totally, completely unexpected. And it was such a nice surprise. It was so fun.
As a sidebar, I see that you're much more at peace with using the word boyfriend.
I don't love that word. I've always had a weird thing with that word. Like, I think after you've been married and then divorced and then you go back to that again, it's just a weird, like, very middle school word to me.
I can understand that.
It's just a bizarre word. But no, I'm not afraid of the commitment part of it. But it's just the word is just seems...
Juvenile,
yes. I'd prefer to say partner, or you know what I mean, or like something more adult.
Right.
Anyway, so that's my only issue with it. But yeah. So we were just planning to do a dinner, and then the big surprise happened. I could not believe. I literally was so blown away.
Well, she was beaming when she walked in here, because you know so many people showed up for a surprise party. But she hinted to us yesterday that her new boyfriend did something really sweet for her, but we never found out what the details were.
Yeah, it was just the most thoughtful gift that I might have ever received. And this is sort of a lesson that we try to teach guys when we talk about stuff all the time and gift giving and being thoughtful and that kind of thing. It was probably like a month ago. We had been out and we were at a place that featured a local artist. And there were all these different paintings on the wall from this local artist. And I was just really mesmerized by this one painting on the wall. And it had been, I just like spent probably too much time just gushing over this one painting and thought it was really amazing, really beautiful, and just kind of like moved on or whatever. So then after the whole surprise party or whatever, we got home and come to open my gift. And it was that piece of artwork.
Nice.
So I had gone like back to that place, like had totally remembered it. And it was one of those things that I felt like I had sort of said in passing, but I really had talked about the reason why I liked it. And the painting is called Articulate. And, you know, it's kind of what we do. And I don't know. I just loved it so much. And I couldn't believe that he remembered that and actually went back and got it. And like, I was so touched. I just like it made me cry when I opened it. I was like, I cannot believe you remembered this. And like, I cannot believe this painting is like in my room right now. Like, this is so awesome.
Because there are guys listening right now going, what's the big deal? It's a piece of art. But it was the thought, right? Is that he listened to you and he picked it up.
Listened and remembered and like made the effort to go back to that place and get it and everything. It blew my mind. Blew my mind. I was like so overwhelmed. It was awesome.
Awesome.
Right, so there's a lesson to be learned there. And I don't know how we teach guys to listen because I know I'm not good at it.
But it's we talk all the time about women feeling special and that made her feel special because he was listening to what she said. He appreciated what she liked. He wanted to make sure that if she liked this so much that she owned it herself. And so, yeah, that was perfect. So
it doesn't
good for
take
him.
And it's not the money that's spent. It's the thought. Like you can save yourself, guys, you can save yourself a whole bunch of cash
by
doing something thoughtful.
Yes.
Oh my
Absolutely.
Gosh. I mean, that meant more than, you know, $1 million diamond. You know what I mean? That meant so much more than that.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second.
Well, maybe that wasn't a good analogy. No, I'm just kidding.
But we get the sentiment of the whole thing.
The sentiment.
That's cool.
Yeah,
cool birthday.
It was really, really cool.
This is The Burt Show.